It's going to be a dogfight, Dirk. You just look at the scores around the college hockey and see how well the teams are doing in our league. It's going to be another exciting and hard-fought year. So I wish we had a few softies on the schedule in our league. They're not going to be any.
No. What do you think about the icebreaker, Coach? Notre Dame, Minnesota, Duluth, Rensselaer, and Minnesota in that tournament.
Yeah, no surprise. It's fun to sit back and when you're not playing and watch some of the games, watch some of the scores. Obviously, Minnesota is one of the favorites. I'm on two different polls that I vote on, and I've had Minnesota one or two in both those polls. I really like Union again. They're the defending champion, and until someone proves me otherwise, I think I'll keep voting Union one and Minnesota two. But Minnesota's got a deep team. They play well, good goaltender, good on defense, and the one thing that they were able to do is keep their top players. I don't think they lost anybody this year early, and they had a few guys that have been drafted, and there's some talk about it. But when you can keep your core, your team, and your upperclassmen, that really helps. So obviously Minnesota beat I think they beat Duluth in the first game, and then beat RPI in the championship game 3-0 yesterday.
And Duluth beating Notre Dame in that third place
game. Yeah, Notre Dame ended up losing twice to RPI and Duluth. So a little bit of a rebuilding year for Jeff Jackson at Notre Dame. They'll get it going. They've got too many good players there. It might take them a little bit of time, but they've got a lot of talent there.
Would you like another shot at those guys?
Notre Dame?
Yeah.
Well, it probably would have been a little bit better to play them this year than last year. Last year they were stacked. They had, I believe it was 9-10 seniors on their team and a few juniors. I mean, they were built last year to make a deep run. And I think they were really disappointed when they got knocked off at the regionals, NCAA regionals. So they graduated quite a bit. But, they're still a good team. And, can we compete probably a little bit better than we did last year? Yes, we probably could. But you never know. You never know how the games are going to go. But and that's the beauty of college hockey. You know, it's cyclical. One year, you lose a bunch of guys and – all of a sudden team comes up that you're not expecting, and that's like Bemidji. Who would have bet that game at growing into Grand Forks? And I think North Dakota's ranked number two, that Bemidji goes in, and I think they're picked seventh or eighth in our league, and not only beats them, but beats them convincingly.
5-1 was the final in that game. Let's take a break. We'll be back with more of the Mel Pearson Show. Still taking your questions at DJ@themix93.com. That's DJ@themix93.com.
When you need to dress up for an upcoming interview, wedding, or that special date, don't wait. Come to the Dress for Success Shop, located in the Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore. See the largest selection of business apparel in the Keweenaw. Suits, sport coats, dress shirts, ties, slacks, shoes, socks, and belts. Tailoring is available, so stop in the Dress for Success Shop and let them fit you perfectly. Hours are 8 till 5 Monday through Friday, noon till 4 Saturday. The public is always welcome.
In these turbulent political and economic times, are you having trouble mapping out your financial future? Let Gary Jorgensen, a registered representative with Diversified Financial Concepts, assist you in the development of a financial strategy to help you achieve your financial goals. Diversified Financial Concepts is located south of Houghton on West M26, 1 mile past the mall, in the Lake Accounting Building. Call 482-2370 to make an appointment. Investments offered through Diversified Financial Concepts, member FINRA, SIPC.
Are you frustrated with the rising cost of insurance? Hi, I'm Bob Franti of the Turvo Agency in Hancock. Whether you are single, married, have a house full of kids, are retired and aging gracefully, whatever your situation, we can help you put together an insurance package that both fits your budget and provides the insurance protection you need and deserve. As an independent agency that represents many insurance companies, the Turvo Agency offers more choices, more options, more security, more peace of mind. Give me, Bob Franti, or agents Jeff Mickish or Teresa Stahoviak a call and put the Turvo Agency to work for you.
Not everyone has $1 million, but everyone can have $1 million smile. The smile that lights up a room. The smile that captivates, that instantly puts people at ease. The smile that gives you the confidence to be you. Your smile is uniquely yours. Treasure it. Protect it. Superior Smiles, gentle quality dentistry for the entire family. With pediatric dentist Sarah Matlock. Doctors Fisher, Tony Sarazen, and Joe Strong can give you that superior smile. Superior Smiles, family dentistry in Hancock. Call today for your superior smile. 482-3621.
There's nothing quite like the anticipation of counting down to game day. And there's nothing like the real Coca-Cola taste of Coke Zero. No matter how you show your team spirit, with face paint, team jerseys, or grilling with friends and family, your game day won't be complete without ice-cold Coke Zero. Available at your local convenience store. Because nothing means it's game day like Coke Zero. So be sure to pick up some refreshing Coke Zero today. Coke Zero. Zero means it's game day.
Today's going to be mostly cloudy. We'll have a chance for some scattered showers. Our high today, 54, and light winds becoming northwesterly at 5 to 10 this afternoon. Overnight tonight, cloudy with a good chance of light rain, low around 44. Tomorrow, we have a small chance for some showers early on, then becoming partly cloudy with a high around 52, north winds at 10 to 15. Tomorrow night, mostly clear, low around 41, and Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high around 52. This is Mix 93 meteorologist John D.
Welcome back to the Mel Pearson Show here on Mix 93. Thank you so much for tuning in. We've got some questions rolling in. We'll talk about, we'll get to those in just a little bit. You can still get your question in, dj@themix93.com. The Huskies will be off again this week before they take on Ferris State. Ferris State played in an exhibition game over the weekend, winning 4-1. They will be on the road, I think, against RPI.
Yeah, St. Lawrence.
St. Lawrence.
Yeah, they're out at St. Lawrence. Yeah. And, yeah, I mean, they've had it's been a quiet schedule for them, too. At this point, they've only played one game, really. I mean, Canadian teams, I mean, it's a good tune-up game, but they've played one game, we've played two. So they'll have a little bit more game experience under their belt when we head down there. But obviously, it gives us time to focus on that series and really look forward to it, which we are.
Well, Coach, you've already implemented some of the freshmen into our power play. Do you see the makeup of our power play being kind of a revolving door throughout the season?
Well, a little bit, especially early. I mean, you have the one group, the one unit who we know who they are, what they can do, what their strengths are. Part of how you design a power play is really you have to determine what your players can do, what they're good at. You know, I can't say, well, we're going to run an umbrella power play and we just don't have the personnel to run that. So you have to try to figure out who you have and what you have, what their strengths are, and then build a power play around them. And I think that's the beauty of the first group we have. Blake Pietl is so good down by the net and on loose pucks. Like, he's so strong and he can battle and in front of the net. That's a good place for him. Reed Sturles, obviously big body, screens a goaltender well, also was strong in that area. So those two are down there on the one group, and that way they can retrieve pucks, and they're good around the net, they're strong, they're big guys that can take away the goalie's eyes, so they're perfect. And then up top you have your what I call your skill guys, or your puck handlers, your hands people that can make things happen. David Johnstone probably can shoot it as well as anybody in the league. On that one time, we've got him in a position where he can get that puck and shoot it. Shane Hanna just has such good poise and patience and escapability and sees the ice well. So he handles the puck a lot up top, and he can do that. So if you try to stick a guy in there who has trouble with puck handling, it's not going to work. And Shane does a good job. And then we got Alex Patan, and Alex Patan is so smart. I mean, he can draw guys to him. Dish it off to people that are open, and then the way we have our power play, they move around a lot, those top three guys, so they're interchangeable, so it's important they all have some of the same skill. And I think that's what makes that group so effective, is we have the right people in the right spot. So obviously if someone gets hurt or has to miss a shift, we have to plug somebody in there. So you always have to have your second group or someone who can go in and take Shane's spot. And I think down the road a kid like Mark Ock would be a very strong candidate for that. And we have guys like Malcolm Gould and Blake Hietl that could take David or Alex's spot. So but anyway, that's how you design your power play. So our second group, to get back to your question, is we're still trying to find out and figure out what the freshmen do really well. You have an idea when they come in, when you recruit them, what they've done well at the junior level, but that necessarily doesn't always translate because of the way the game is played at the college level. It's another step up. So we don't want to put guys in situations where they can't succeed. We want to put guys in situations where they're going to have success. It might take a little bit of time, but we have to be patient with them. But we do have a lot of good offensive players, and we just have to find the right chemistry on that second group.
I think I've asked you this before, but when you're recruiting and you're trying to get somebody to come to Michigan Tech, do you ever use the power play card? Say, like, well, we'd really like to have you to maybe run our power play, or you know, we can see you on our power play. Does that ever come up in those conversations?
That's a good question, and to my recollection, no.
Okay.
You know, we always talk.